I think in the room it was felt, look, they owe us. We had just had the little political problems with the Malvinas, Falkland Islands.
The Joint General Staff reports that as a result of an attack on the cruiser General Belgrano, which we reported in our previous communique, there are indications which make us presume she has sunk.
HMS Sheffield, a Type 42 destroyer, was attacked and hit late this afternoon by an Argentine missile. The ship caught fire, which spread out of control.
After successful attacks last night, General Moore decided to press forward. The Argentinians retreated. Our forces reached the outskirts of Port Stanley. Large numbers of Argentine soldiers threw down their weapons.
1966, when England won and Argentina lost 1-0 to England, which, you know, eventually came, you know, went on to win the cup. Ratin, the centre half of the Argentinian and the motor of the Argentinian team, was sent off by a German referee. There was they're still in Argentina disputing the fact that there was something went on. Whatever went on, he was sent off. We are now in Mexico, and I'll tell you what. Yes, it's payback time. So yeah, the excitement. I mean, you could cut it under the what was going on. The emotion, tremendous, absolutely tremendous.
Here's Maradona, and England have contained him pretty well so far.
For Argentina to have got to at least to the quarterfinals to play against England, it was something special.
And Maradona picks a way through where there seemed to be none. And Shelton. But the goal stands, clearly put in with a hand, and Maradona handled it in.
Diego, equipo un hombre, aquí va el segundo, se lo lleva el gancho, el tercero y el cuarto, pelota para mandar el trabajadora, el
That's a poor clearance, Maradona with Shilton, looked like handball that, Maradona celebrating, and the goal's going to be given. Shilton furious, and so is Peter Reid, and the England manager Bobby Robson can't believe it.
And I was instantly aware that he'd handled it, and for a couple of seconds didn't panic. And then I suddenly realised that everybody was running back to the halfway line, including the referee and the linesman. And my instant reaction was, hey, they haven't seen this. And then suddenly it all dawned on me that this was a goal, you know, and we were one down.
The goal itself, well, did we care? We really didn't care. We didn't notice it, to be truthful. I think detail on the screen probably didn't allow us to see it. And of course, Maradona being such a small bloke and Shilton towering over him, la mano de Dios, well, I don't know, the hand of God, but I'll tell you, that was something different. And of course, I clearly recall the linesman just running back to the right back to the middle. So obviously he didn't see any problems. We certainly didn't see any problems. I'll tell you, I can still feel the emotion of the moment.
Now, the Spanish commentary and the initial reaction by the Argentinian community, what was their reading of the handball? Was there any mention of it, or it was just glossed over in that two or three minutes?
Absolutely, there was no mention, and glossed over is probably by the ones that were closer, is probably the accepted version. But having said that, for the public in general, for the sympathisers, we didn't. To be truthful, I never. I didn't see anything wrong. Well, you know, to me, it was just you know, clear as anything, but obviously history has proved contrary to that. But I suppose, I mean, you've got to say, I mean, later on, I think last year at some point in time, Maradona himself admitted to the fact that, yes, well, it may have been handball.
En mi programa, La Noche del 10, voy a contar la verdad.
Maradona says, in my program tonight at 10, I will tell you the truth.
El gol contra Inglaterra fue con la mano.
Fue con la mano. Fue con la...
The goal against England was with the hand. The goal stood, and the hand of God goal is now in the history books as the most disputed decision ever. Referee Ali Bin Nasser has never officiated a World Cup game again. 5 minutes later, Maradona completed the miraculous demolition of England with what is now known as the goal of the century.
It was something special, really. Maradona at his best, and that was against, you know, I mean, top class opposition. To be able to do what he did, and for us to be watching it and enjoying it, I've got to tell you, I mean, I can still, I have good pimples. I mean, even Bobby Robson himself admitted later on that, I mean, I have never seen anything better, ever.
It was an incredible goal, and everybody just held up their hands in amazement, in admiration, and said, this guy's a genius. You know, when you're talking about Pelé, and you're talking about Johan Cruyff, and you're talking about Beckenbauer, you have to talk about Maradona. He was one of the greatest players of all time in world soccer.